Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Thank you, Andy. It's Mike here, live in the seat, unless this is a rerun. But right now I'm live. It's a beautiful day in Burnaby, British Columbia. And let's start off with an experimental band from the UK called Beak. The song is called The Seal, and they are from the UK. The first set's going to be pretty much experimental, and then the second set's going to be sample-based. And then we have a special set for you for the new music. It's going to play the side of a brand new album. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
situation overlooked by fools. Tables turned, lessons learned, you get burned for playing by the rules. Oh, time is lost, that's the cost, oh brother, you get shit on in the end. Scrape for a dollar, you'll die smiling, learning the same lessons once again.
Oh, the gun gets stuck from the get-go, go man, go. Oh, brother, not another motherfucker, gotta go now. Right, dude?
That's right.
The gun gets tough from the get-go, go man, go. Oh, brother, not another motherfucker, gonna go now. Isn't that right, dude?
That's right, Gina.
So right. The gun gets tough from the get-go, go man, go. Oh, brother, not another motherfucker, gonna go now. Isn't that right, Gina? Tell me. Tell me true.
Tell me once again.
Go and get stuff from the get go, go man, go. Oh, brother, not another motherfucker. Check it out. Go and get stuff from the get go, go man, go. Oh, brother, not another motherfucker. Oh, go and get stuff from the get go, go man, go. Oh, brother, oh, take it.
Smack down in the middle of a situation overlooked by fools. Tables turned, lessons learned. You get burned for playing by the rules.
You know that happens, Gina.
Don't I know?
Time is lost, that's the cost, oh brother, you get shit on in the end. Scrape for a dollar, you'll die smiling, learning the same lessons once again.
Oh, the gun gets tough from the get-go, go man, go. Oh brother, not another motherfucker, gotta go now. Once again. The gun gets tough from the get-go, go man, go. Oh brother, not another motherfucker, gotta go now.
I think it's over now, Jim.
Oh, God.
I thought I told you to wait in the car. I thought I told you to wait in the car.
What's she doing now? Has the encore come yet? In black, she's the poster girl.
Don't tell me, don't. wait in the car.
Walking in on an afternoon tryst can be a source of embarrassment. Embarrassment for all concerned. Don't tell me, don't tell me. In my wildest dreams, I never thought of Warren Beatty as a rival.
I thought I told you to wait in the car. I thought I told you to wait in the car.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation! Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Ah!
yeah, thanks to Todd for another great show today. His brand new show from last week, so not too old. I'm sure he's back in the seat. Sitting where I'm sitting right now next week, but we don't sit in the seat at the same time. That's a difference. Thank you for listening. It's Noise of the Carpet. It's Wednesday afternoon. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, which is part of Metro Vancouver. It's on top of a mountain. It's great views. There's a brutalist university up here if you're into architecture. It's worth a look. But we talk about that quite often. Let's talk about the music we just played. So, yeah, that first set was sort of, I guess you could say it was sort of prominently or flavored by experimental groups or musicians. Let's go backwards. Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, I think it's called, Part 2, from the album Yoshimi Battles the Robots. Yes, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. The stuff used to be in the brain. That's from 2002, so that's from 23 years ago. We listened to that album. That's one of those albums you can put on from start to finish pretty much. And so that was just a little slice of it. Sparks before that, who are an art pop brother duo formed when I was formed, actually, in 1970. Pretty crazy. That is a song called I Told You to Wait in the Car from Gratuitous Sax and Senseless Violins. Their 16th album, which was released in 1994, and they're playing live in Vancouver this fall sometime, October, November, I'm not sure. Before that, Electric. Eclectic, irreverent, experimental, and goddamn juvenile. Sorry, at this time, this is 1992. That's Ween there, Dean and Gene Ween. And there's stoner sounds. The going gets tough from the get-go from Pure Guava. Remember playing that one at a party and getting some good response from the punters. Start the show off today, a band called Beak with Greater Than Symbol. Jeff Barrow, the fellow from Portishead. It was the leader of this Rocktronic outfit. The song's called The Seal from their recent album with the dog with the laser eyes lasering the whole band. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's four greater than symbols. And I know that three exclamation points is check, 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 but I don't know what three greater than symbols are. Anyway, you can look it up. Played in Vancouver their last show together, I guess, which I found out recently. The other day, very good. A guy on synths and guitar, and then a fellow on bass, and Jeff on drums. And I don't know what the experimental jazzy rock. I don't know. That's why I'm going with the term rocktronic. I'm sure everybody who's a musician hates that, but I'm going to roll with that. There you go, Jeff. And I'm sure if Jeff heard that, he'd be angry because he's a little bit edgy. Jeff and his partner there. But anyway, so I don't know what he's doing next. Stay tuned here if I find out. I'm not sure what Jeff is up to. His partner from Portishead is touring now, Beth Gibbons, I believe, in North America, but not coming here. So in 1997, I was set to go. I lived with my now wife Natalie and her buddy Yogi, and he was into sample based music from the UK on the Ninja Tune label. That wasn't really my thing at the time. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand producers and DJs, etc. But I kind of do now. So this set goes out to my friend Yogi back in the day. We did visit him in Chicago, in the South Side, maybe 10 years ago, and still listening to good music and still making good mixtapes, if you can imagine. So this was a mixtape he made for me when I moved to the Middle East, when we moved to the Middle East. And so this is a couple of tracks from artists on Ninja Tune. An Austrian duo. So they're Kruder and Dorfmeister start, then into the Funky Porcini, then into the Herbalizer, and then on into sort of a noir-flavored back alley, rainy back alley, East London-flavored song by a guy named Barry Adamson. So why don't we get into this set now, and then we can discuss it and go through what you've heard when we get to the end. So let's start off with Austrian duo Kruder. Kruder and Dorfmeister on Noise of Carpet on Wednesday. And thanks for listening, everyone out there all around the world. CGSF.ca and 90.3 FM in Metro Vancouver.
Escuche usted el ritmo inconfundible del jazz.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Barry Adamson there. He's brought up in Manchester. He's a bassist with Magazine, Howard DeVoto, and Buzzcocks at some point. He was a Bad Seed with Nick Cave and the Boys, to name a few. Tracks from a 90s compilation called The Murky World of Barry Adamson. And he's did a soundtrack for a noir film that never existed. So a lot of cinematic stuff he does. Still kicking around, playing with lots of people. A very influential, very highly thought of bassist and musician, Barry Adamson. Before that, so we're going through the Yogi set here. Before that was The Herbalizer with a song called The Missing Suitcase, Very Mercenary. There's a couple tracks on that mixtape from 1997 that I mentioned. They are sample, Herbalizer sample-based, started off as a sample-based. Beatmakers, a duo from the UK, and then expanded to an eight-piece live band. They were on the Ninja Tune label, which put a lot of drum and bass, etc., in the day. And I did see them in 99, I think, in London somewhere. And it was, yeah, it was sort of a jazzy group with great beats, Herbalizer. Funky Porcini before that, the name of an English musician called James Bradell. And also on Ninja Tune, sort of drum and bass and experimental stuff there as well. And Kruder and Dorfmeister before that, Austrian duo, known for trip-hop and down-tempo remixes. They're playing in Seattle, Washington, September 15th. If you can slide in there and not spend any money except for on the band, that'd be great. So that was sort of a sample-based set there. So let's get into... so we're going to get into our feature here in a second. Just hang on with me here.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Mercury Rev, all the way from the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. If there is still radio allowed in North America.
So this record by Cindy Lee from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, was named as number one album of 2024 on Pitchfork and number two on The Guardian, influential music media outlets. It's a three record set. It just came out on vinyl recently, so I did pick it up after listening to it a bit on YouTube. I think they released it on GeoCities, an old website, and on YouTube. Someone patched it together. But let's just a couple of great quotes from the Pitchfork review here. It got 9.1, sort of the highest score in a while. The sprawling and spectacular Cindy Lee album, it's over 2 hours, is an essential trove of music. Each song is like a foggy transmission from a rock and roll netherworld with its own ghostly canon of beloved hits. This may be the greatest radio station you've ever come across, unless it's multiple stations talking over each other in and out of range. Like much of Lee's past work, its spiritual center is girl group music, reduced to a single girl and reflected through a hall of mirrors. So there you go. That's the Pitchfork review. Some good stuff in there. So I've tried to listen to, I really enjoyed this 4 or 5 times. I've turned it on the TV at home, but now I'm happy to be able to share it with you. We're going to do the side A this morning, or most of it this afternoon, this evening, and maybe we can try and get through the whole album over the next few months, but this is side A. Of the Cindy Lee record called Diamond Jubilee, which was released in 2024, but just came out on vinyl just recently. And the first track is called Diamond Jubilee. Is it called? No. Yes. Maybe. The first track. Hang. I don't know why. I probably typed that in wrong. That's the album cover. Yeah, it's called... Oh, it is. It is actually Diamond Jubilee. The first track from the album Diamond Jubilee. It's playing in the background here. So have a listen and see if you can sort of focus and turn off any other noises wherever you are and have a listen to this. I think you'll like it. We've got 5 songs to wrap up the show, and then maybe I'll be back sort of at the end of side A. Cindy Lee on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca.
Something true.
Cindy Lee from the side A of her new album Diamond Jubilee. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned for Arndt Peltner and Radio Gotha. Coming up in a couple of minutes at the top of the hour. Talk to you next week.